Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
That is the Glorious Sons, SOS, here at WAAF. And the Glorious Sons playing tonight at the House of Blues with the Struts. And Brett from the Glorious Sons has joined me in the WAAF studio. Hello.
How are you?
How's that coffee?
It's good.
Is it good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
You said like 2.5. I started playing that song and you're like, is there any coffee around? So now I'm a little out of breath because I just ran downstairs.
I'm sorry.
A little fresh ground Java.
It's delicious.
You you guys are out on the road with the Struts. So you're playing tonight at the House of Blues. But you were in Boston yesterday.
Yeah.
What do you do on a day off in Boston? A group of Canadians. What are you guys doing?
Well, I woke up, gave my brother a call, and then I guess we just kind of started bar hopping. a few Irish pubs. There's this...
You can pull that mic a little closer.
There's this pub out on the water. I don't even know what it's called at this point. But we were sitting on the deck and kind of we were drinking Jack and Cokes. And just
enjoying a day off.
Yeah, and we went for dinner. And then we went to a cigar bar.
Oh, so you were in the North End.
Yeah.
Right? Having a little Italian food.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys do every time you... Like, for a lot of people, SOS was kind of their first experience and exposure to the Glorious Sons. But you guys have been around. You got a couple of albums and an EP out already, and you got a new album coming out in September.
Yeah.
So you've been in Boston before.
Yeah, a bunch.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
So you go to the North End every time you come to town.
We've been to this dinner place like 3 times, and twice me and Jay have gotten in like almost a fist fight at the table because we were like in a 7-hour drinking shift. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what happens. And the North End is very close to the Garden. And if you're going to be Canadian and you're going to come in during Bruins season, you know, that could get a little weird. Is that who's your team?
I'm actually a football fan.
Oh, you're
more than anything.
Okay.
I'm a Buffalo Bills fan.
Oh, man. You want to admit that out loud?
I love that team so much.
But your brother is a Bruins fan, right?
He's a Bruins fan, and he's a Pats fan.
How does that go with you being a Bills fan and your brother being a Pats fan? How does that work?
He likes the tough teams in hockey, so he really likes the Bruins. But I think actually when he started coming to Boston and university, and he was a Bills fan before and just gave up on the team completely, and he came to Boston and caught a game and
said, okay, that I'm a Pats fan now.
Yeah, and he also likes winners, to be honest. I mean,
we're still not used to winning, though it's been a hell of a couple of decades around here.
Yeah, I might stop cheering for the Bills if they start winning.
It's like you get used to the misery after a while.
Yeah, I love them. They're...
That's what it was like to be a Red Sox fan before 2004. You would just wallow in your misery.
Yeah, because that was a long stretch, right?
Yeah, it was a very long stretch. So we had been telling everybody that you guys were going to play acoustic in the studio, and I've been talking it up and talking it up, but the rest of the guys aren't here. You're not going to play acoustic because there's some laryngitis voice issues.
Yeah, it's been a long tour.
Yeah.
It's been good, but... It's been 6 weeks on the road, and before that, we hardly had a break. So I think at some point, I got to get to a coach and just take my time.
Well, that was what I wanted to ask you, because anybody that listened to my show yesterday, my voice sounded like I had been, you know, gargling gasoline for the... So how can you give me some vocal advice? Do you need a vocal coach? Because right now, both of us are a little froggy.
I've gone to them, like, for the last 6 years, because... At some point, I think, you know, you need to get regrounded with figuring out ways to maintain your throat in this business.
Yeah, you can't just go out bar hopping in Boston every night and expect to be able to play.
It's going
to
be major wear and tear.
Do you do those warm-ups?
Oh, yeah.
Can you show me how you do yours, maybe? Because I should learn how to do mine.
I do one that is on YouTube that if my voice is ever really sore, if I, like, am almost... if I almost don't have a voice, I do this warm up and it goes, and it's never failed me once.
Oh, wait, do it again.
You're probably not doing it right.
Probably not. Well, the next time you guys are in town, because it sounds like you like to come here, maybe you'll come during football season. We could take you to a game.
I would love
maybe
that.
Against the Bills, and then we could cheer when they lose, and you'll be happy. Because
Bills are getting 2 wins against the Pats this year.
You think?
I'm calling it now.
Oh! Maybe the Glorious Sons won't be invited back after all. Well, the next time you come to town, will you please bring the band up?
Yeah.
And come and play.
Of course.
Now, you got to tell me about the new album. It comes out on September 13th.
Yeah. I mean, we got off the road, immediately went into the studio on January 1st, New Year's Day. And it just felt like momentum. The songs were there. We went in for a month, recorded, 18 or 19 songs. And it's the best month of my life, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. It just felt right.
Well, you're riding on the wave of SOS, the song we just played. And so all of a sudden now it's like, oh, we're going to get a new album out. So the new album is called A War on Everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to play the first single. It's called Panic Attack.
Okay.
So Brett from the Glorious Sons, thank you for coming and hanging out with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Tonight at the House of Blues, opening up for the Struts.
Yeah.
There may still be some tickets left. We were going to give some away, but our phone lines are down right now. I don't know. Maybe the phone lines need some vocal warm-ups. Hopefully we get it back on up and running before Mike Shue and LB start their new show at 3 o'clock. But details on the show are up on the concert page, waaf.com. But next time you're in town, rest your voice and come up and play in the studio.
I'll play for you.
All right. This is the new one from Glorious Sons. It's Panic Attack.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.